I mean, this is really the stuff of spy novels here. Malaysian media are reporting that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un's older brother was killed at the Kuala Lumpur airport in a poison attack. Here's NPR's Elise Hu.
15 years ago, this fuzzy footage caught Kim Jong-nam exiting a police van at Tokyo's Narita Airport. He was detained for traveling under a false passport. Outside this incident, Kim has led a quiet existence, especially given he's the oldest son of Kim Jong-il, North Korea's late dictator.
You would live anonymously too if people were gunning for you.
That's Michael Madden, a scholar at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, who runs the site North Korean Leadership Watch.
Kim Jong-nam has lived a very leisurely life, primarily in a condo that the Kim family owns in Macau.
Until yesterday. While in transit at Kuala Lumpur International Airport, something caused his sudden death. Malaysian media report closed-circuit cameras caught two women covering a traveler's face with cloth. Police say emergency responders rushed the man to the hospital, but he died en route. Malaysian media say it was Kim. Early this morning, police arrested one woman at the airport in connection with the death, but they say she was alone.
It probably is the strangest story that I have encountered about North Korea elites and the Kim family and Kim family politics.
In South Korea, a confirmation came from Unification Ministry spokesman Jong Jun-hee.
The government is certain that the murdered individual is Kim Jong-nam. We have not confirmed the exact cause of death.
He could have died of natural causes, but if he was killed, theories why run the gamut. That he was punished for skimming from the Kim family fortune, or that he's the scapegoat in a power play by elites wanting to get back into leader Kim Jong-un's good graces. But they're all just guesses, says Madden.
Nobody knows, and I don't think we will know the full story about the death of Kim Jong-nam for many years.
As with so much about North Korea, even a Kim's demise is dressed in mystery. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.